This is The Morning Rush with Bill Carroll on News Talk 580 CFRA. Be a part of the conversation. Text us at 580 580. Please include your name and where you're texting from.
We got a listener email from someone who says she's a family physician and stop bad-mouthing the AstraZeneca vaccine over and over. You did not get the bad shot. I think Catherine's been immunized against sarcasm. Please stop sabotaging the shot. Your words are powerful. I'm satirically, sarcastically making fun of our National Immunization Committee. I got the AstraZeneca shot. I'm saying they sabotaged it yesterday with their words. And we had Dr. Dworkin on to say, look, the odds of the risk is very low of blood clots. But no one is going to want it after hearing that there's a risk at all associated with it when there are two there are not. And they said, this government agency, AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson are not the preferred shots. They're their words. I think what they said was insane. And it's going to keep us in this situation even longer. And lives could be lost because, you know what? Right now, with so much COVID in our community, you're much more likely to get COVID and get really sick and maybe get a blood clot than you are through the AstraZeneca vaccine. But man, oh man, the mixed messaging, you cannot deny. But maybe are people not picking up on that? They're tuning in halfway through and they're missing the whole point of the show is how badly they've communicated this and how they sabotaged it yesterday and got people doubting it. Can't suck it back out of your body. So when the AstraZeneca vaccine, I think she's wrong here about her point though. We did get AstraZeneca from India, but we did get a batch recently that came from the U.S. plant. I'm about, Matt, maybe you can double check that, but I'm about 99%.
No, I remember we definitely did, yeah.
Yeah, about 99.9% because they'd actually said they came from the same plant where the Johnson & Johnson, only part of the Johnson & Johnson was made at this plant, but yeah, they're made in the same plant. And we're asking to get some of the U.S. AstraZeneca doses from their factories, which they're not going to be using. So I'm not wrong about that, but it's 7:40. I don't want to get divorced from one of our nice listeners, though. I'm glad she wrote so I can be more clear for anyone just tuning in right now. I'm not against the AstraZeneca shot. I got it. I'm not losing sleep over it. I think what they did was colossally stupid and could cost us lives yesterday by emphasizing the doubt and talking about preferred vaccines. That was ridiculous. Okay, so lots of people are getting divorced, not just Bill and Melinda Gates. No, there's a pandemic within the pandemic. There's a pandemic of divorce. And I was just reading about this yesterday. Actually, Matt sent it to me before we heard about Bill Gates and his wife. Well, there you go. There's another example. But yeah, there's been a bump in divorces, and it's quite noticeable. Russell Alexander of Russell Alexander Collaborative Family Lawyers is on the line. How you doing, Russell?
Good morning, Matt. Good morning, Bill. Thank you. I'm good.
So, I guess it's good news for keeping you busy, but how noticeable is the uptake? Is it something you have to actually dig down into the stats, or can you just tell what we are busy right now?
Yeah, there's not a lot of Canadian statistics on it. The Canadian courts have been effectively closed for most of 2020. We're seeing stats coming out of the U.S. bill where it's as high as 34%. That's similar to what we're experiencing at our firm. We've recently hired 5 new lawyers and opened an additional office in Toronto to help with the workload.
So what do you think is going on? You have a lot of clients and I'm sure you're part therapist and part lawyer. What do you think has changed? Is it just that bad marriages are amplified when you spend that much time together?
Exactly. We almost need a vaccination for pandemic divorce. What we're seeing, though, is lots of cabin fever, you know, people spending a lot of time together in their home because of the different lockdowns Ontario's seen throughout the last 14 months. Different expectations from parents. A lot of bumps in marriages that would ordinarily partners would work through are amplified because of the stress of the pandemic. We have homeschooling, which we didn't have before. Sometimes one or more parents will have a loss of a job if they're, you know, in their airline or restaurant industry or many of these other businesses that have been affected by the pandemic. Everyone's working at home. People's diets have changed. Perhaps they're using more alcohol. People's exercise routine has changed. A lot of families who enjoy traveling have lost out on that. So all these bumps that we see in marriages are amplified because the additional stress of
Russell, you put it like that, and I think I'm surprised anybody's still married. Wow, those are tough. You mentioned something in passing there, and as a divorce lawyer, you can tell me if I'm wrong about this, but I would think money is always a pretty big issue that couples marry about. They marry for love. They divorce over money. One spends more than the other. They're just arguments about how to plan for the future. Now somebody's lost their job. Maybe both people in the marriage have lost their job. That's got to amplify that through the roof.
Yeah, even in non-pandemic times, when there's financial pressure or crisis, that usually results in a marriage breakdown. But we're seeing more than that. We're seeing differences over parenting. We're seeing some parents aren't following safety protocols. Parents can't agree whether their children should do in-person or remote learning. So, you know, there's a whole bunch of new issues we haven't seen before. But you're right, Bill. Underlying a lot of this is finances. And that's, you know, the court system has had to pivot, just like many other government institutions. So now we're seeing the rise of the Zoom divorce. So people may be at home watching Netflix, and now they can log on to their computer or their laptop and go to court and experience a Zoom divorce.
Funny how your life goes through cycles. You know, your peer group, you're all single, you're hanging out, you're having fun, you're going to dances, dance clubs, and whatever you're doing, concerts. Then a bit at a time, people start to pair off, and then they move in together, then they have their children, then they run around, they got soccer, hockey, dance, all that stuff, and then the kids eventually go off to college, and that's the sort of phase a lot of my friends are in now, the empty nest phase, and they realize we've been so busy running around with our children, they were the focus of our lives, now we're looking at each other for the first time in years, we don't have much in common. I wonder if the pandemic is a little like that, that a lot of the things that you're just busy with day to day have stopped. Now you're forced to really be together, and you might see parts of the other person you didn't really know before, or they've changed in ways that you're disappointed in.
You're exactly right, Bill. I'm not too sure about the empty nest because lots of college, university kids are coming back to home. But we see this phenomenon with older couples prior to the pandemic where they would both be outside of the home, and then they would spend evenings and weekends together. And then when they retire, and they're spending 24/7 together because they're no longer working, they've retired. They realize they just don't like each other that much, and that's sort of the graying of divorce. That's been sped up because of the pandemic. Now we have everybody at home because we're ordered to be home for safety purposes, or we're working remotely from home. And our kids are home, and our other spouse is working remotely from home. And it brings it all to a head. And lots of people are deciding they don't want to be in that relationship anymore. They want a fresh start.
Well, I got married pretty quickly, and our first child came along fairly quickly. So I realized I didn't get to spend enough time alone with my wife, and I really like her. Problem is, I'm not sure how she feels about me, Russell. I'm hard to live with, but so far,
you're doing good so far, Bill.
So far, so good. I didn't tell Matt, give me that guy's number. So you won't be hearing from me off air anytime soon. Thanks for talking to us, Russell. Appreciate it.
Have a great morning, Bill. Thank you.
You too. Russell Alexander, Collaborative Family Lawyers, busier than ever. 7:46, The Morning Rush.